The Call of Abraham, Chapter 23. Jews and Israelites. A strange misapprehension has arisen in the minds of many concerning the promises of God to Israel. An idea has gained currency that the Jews and Israelites are two distinct peoples, and that when we read in the Bible about a Jew, it is a gross error to speak of him as an Israelite. There is no need of any controversy or speculation over the matter, when we read the truth so plainly in the Scriptures. Names used interchangeably. Let us note a few texts. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly that unto them were committed the oracles of God. Here we learn that the law was given to the Jews. But we read that it was the children of Israel that camped before the mount in the third month after their departure from Egypt. And we read, Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel. Moses put a veil upon his face when he came down from the mount, on account of the blindness of the minds of the children of Israel, which blindness remains unto this day. In the case of the giving of the law, therefore, we see that the terms Jews and children of Israel are used interchangeably. Again, when the Apostle Paul had been seized by the Roman soldiers and was about to be scourged, he said in reply to the centurion's question as to who he was, I am a man which am a Jew of Tarsus. He also said that he and Peter were Jews by nature, as distinguished from Gentiles. And yet he said, I also am an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. The Jew and the Israelite are one and the same man. When the angel foretold the birth of Jesus, he said, The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. But David reigned over all Israel, and Jacob is Israel, so that reigning over the house of Jacob means reigning over the house of Israel. Thus we read, And you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. The 12 tribes of Israel are often mentioned in the Scriptures, referring to the 12 sons of Jacob, who is also called Israel. The city of the saints of God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from God out of heaven, will have on its 12 gates 12 names, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Israel equals overcomer. This shows that all who have right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates into the city will be Israelites. That this is so may be further seen from the meaning of the name Israel and the reason why it was given. When the Lord changed Jacob's name to Israel, he gave as the reason for the change, For as a prince you have power with God and with men, and have prevailed. Israel, therefore, means one who prevails, an overcomer. Now read the words of the Lord. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. None but overcomers will enter the kingdom of God. They will all be princes, sons of God. That is, they will all be Israelites. None but Israelites will be in the kingdom of Christ, for he is the king of Israel. Yet men will be there, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues. Because God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears him, and works righteousness, is accepted with him. This definition of Israel corresponds exactly to the description of true Jews. The Israelite is the one who prevails, and the power by which he prevails is the power of the Spirit. He is one in whom is no guile. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and said of him, Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. So likewise, he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. It is true that after the death of Solomon the kingdom was divided, and the two divisions were known as the kingdom of Judah and the kingdom of Israel. Nevertheless they were all Israel, and the two kingdoms were embraced in the 12 tribes of Israel. The facts are, therefore, that the people who are now generally known as Jews are the same as those who in Scripture are called both Jews and Israelites. No confidence in the flesh. Those terms are used, however, much the same as the words church and Christian are used. That is, they are used to designate the people who profess to serve the Lord, although their profession may be a false one. As the real Christians are those who love and serve the Lord, no matter by what name they are known, so the real Jews or Israelites are and always were those who Worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. And it matters not in what country they may live, nor what their birth may be. The tabernacle of David, that is fallen down, is to be built up again by the preaching of the gospel to the Gentiles. When men cease to be aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, they become fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. The branches from the wild olive tree are grafted into the tame olive tree, and partake of its fatness, but only by faith. In like manner the natural branches which were broken off because of unbelief are grafted in again. If they abide not in unbelief, and so all Israel shall be saved. How? By the uniting of both Jews and Gentiles to the body of Christ by faith. This thing is certain, that whether we use the term Jews or Israelites, they are the descendants of Abraham. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.